And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He writes about education and also the arts, and he's with us speaking of the arts. Welcome.
You know, but it's a Maris Salad has you on her show. Hey, gal, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on.
Didn't we do a fundraiser like 10 days ago?
Something like that, and I want to thank everybody who contributed to the fundraiser. You guys are awesome.
I send in a check on behalf of my beautiful late dog, Jem, who I miss so much.
I know. It's hard to miss our dogs.
I know. Well, tomorrow, if you like Game of Thrones, HBO, the fourth season premiere is going to debut at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, owned by George R.R. Martin, of
creator of the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So a week before it shows up on HBO, I believe the screening is at 1:30 tomorrow. The door opens at 1 o'clock. I'm guessing the lines will begin around 5 a.m. There's also a Spanish language screening of the season at 10:30. Spanish only, no subtitles.
¿Juego de Tronos?
Sí, yo creo que sí.
Oh, my goodness.
Es totalmente en español. Sin los, ¿cómo se dice, subtitles en español?
Cool.
Okay, well, that's that. It's rated TV MA, so it's probably not good for the kids. There's liable to be lots of bad language, violence, and nudity. Sort of like life. Okay, what else? You can go see this guy who's going to be at the Linzic this week. I think there's this fascinating Q&A in Pasatiempo today by Lauren Bienvenu with the guru of Chai, a.k.a. the elephant wrestler. And that's going to be a one-man show by Jacob Rajan, R-A-J-A-N. Great Q&A in Pasa. It looks like a terrific theater show. 7:30 Tuesday. Lenzik, you got to pay to get in. Call 988-1234. That's April Fool's Day. What are you planning?
Oh, nothing.
Are you going to trick me?
Oh, no.
Are you going to prank me?
Why? No.
Are you going to fool me?
This week's featured kitty of the week is Kalinda. She is very outgoing. She seems to like children, dogs, and other cats, and she would probably do well with a playful young male cat who can be on the same diet because she does have some food allergies.
Meow.
She's a cute little kitty with a short coat and red tabby markings, and she's about, let's see, 5 years old.
And I promise I won't scratch up the couch or the pillows.
And if you are interested in adopting Kalinda, you can call 505-316-2281. You can go to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Actually, write to that email. Or go to fnfnm.org. It's Felines and Friends.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Hey, Enchanted Hikes. What do you know about it?
I know that if it were with you, it would be enchanting every step of the hike.
Thanks. I'm getting hikes and all of my bills coming into my apartment. None of them are enchanted, whether it's from the gas, the electric, the rent. But never mind that. The City of Santa Fe Recreation Division offers easy-to-moderate treks along the following trails: Dale Ball, Tusuki Creek, Dorothy Stewart, and Galisteo Basin Preserve. Starting 10 a.m. to noon on Fridays this month, you got to pre-register for this over at the Chavez Center on Rodeo Road. You got to pay, but I'll give you a phone number, 955-4047, if you want to take an enchanted hike. Go for it.
And I got a note from somebody from the Santa Fe Public School Music Program.
Oh,
and
my God, there's a concert coming up.
Where there's three of them. So Cantamos Santa Fe, the fourth annual collaborative elementary music festival, is tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon at Sweeney Elementary. And students from different elementary schools present programs of song and lots of good stuff from different schools. And Santa Fe High Women's Choir and Community Choral Concert is Sunday at 2 o'clock at the James A. Little Theater.
That's right.
And then on Thursday April 3rd at 6 o'clock, Orchestra Fest at Capshaw Middle School, an all-strings concert for the community. More than 400 public school string orchestra students, grades 6 through 12, and Superintendent Joel Boyd will be there. And students, again, from all sorts of different schools. Ladies and gentlemen, support the arts in the school, support music.
I think these are great concerts. Their music program, run by Leanne Devane, is just terrific. And
yeah.
I was going to plug that, so I'm glad you did.
Shout out to Leanne Devane.
I leave Thursday, April 3rd, not that anybody needs to know that, for a few days in San Antonio.
Oh.
Yeah, you're going to drive out there and see some old military buddies.
Excellent.
So I'll miss the big concert on the 3rd. Okay, Music of the Balkans, Rumelia in Concert, 7:30 Saturday, San Miguel Chapel at Old Santa Fe Trail. Got to pay to get in with a suggested admission. Peace in the Pasatiempo today by Paul Weideman. Call 577-2676. music by the Balkans. That could be really cool out in that Lorette Lynette San Miguel Chapel.
I love Balkan music.
Really? How come?
I don't know. Why does anybody like anything?
Any other day, you'd engage me in this theoretical discussion at length about like why I like or don't like something, especially if it were, say, the Three Stooges or Jerry Lewis. But now you get to explain your love of Balkan music with a quick...
Because it's so cool, and it's in weird time signatures, and it's got cool harmonies, and I don't know. I don't have the vocabulary to talk about music. But there is an event this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow. It's called LitQuest. 32 local award-winning and best-selling authors.
Great, thank you.
Are hosting each dinner table and leading lively conversations with dinner guests. So at 5 o'clock, there is a salon and saloon mixer. That sounds like a Robert Knott kind of pun.
I'm on my way.
Salon and saloon with the authors, followed at 6 o'clock by the grand party, silent and live auctions, and a dance. It's at Buffalo Thunder. And for more information, you can call 438-8585, or you can go to litquestgala.org, and there may be some complimentary tickets available for teachers, and it benefits literary initiatives of the Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences and Partners in Education, and all kinds of authors will be there, including Doug Preston and Tom Chavez, and George Ancona, Hakeem Bellamy, Sandy Blakesley, Johnny Boggs, many, many more.
Johnny Boggs is going to be there?
That's what it says on this piece of virtual paper.
This guy owes me money. I'm showing up to get it.
All right.
I've been trying to track him down with a process server. I think that's going to be a great thing to go to, and I might show up there myself. Meanwhile, if you want to dance this weekend, it's kind of hard to find a good dance floor, but... El Farol has Soul Foundation, Latin Jazz, 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Yay, Latin Jazz.
That's good. And they have Girls Night Out at 9 o'clock at El Farol on Saturday. I should show up for that, too. La Fiesta Lounge has the CS Rock Show, which is a lot of fun, 8 to 11 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night. No cover. You can hear Bill Hearn at Second Street Brewery tonight, 6 o'clock. And the Second Street at the Rail Yard has the Acadian Drifters, 7 to 10, no cover. Support local music. Oh, and Chris Abeda, 5:30 to 8 at Tiny's.
Yay.
Followed by Underground Cadence, R&B at 8:30, no cover.
Excellent. Speaking of Tiny's, yeah. Have you been to the Brazilian restaurant in that same little plaza as Tiny's?
No, what happened?
It's so good.
What's it called?
It's called O'Meara.
That sounds like an Irish name. Are you sure?
It's not. It doesn't have an apostrophe.
Oh, but it's still O'Meara.
It's O'Meara. I don't know why it's called that. Anyway, it's that kind of thing where there's a little light on your table, and you can turn the light off and on, and if the light is on, they will bring you meat. They'll just keep on bringing you cut off pieces of fillet steak.
Wait a minute. You're telling me you order food by putting the light on or off?
Yeah.
What happens if you inadvertently hit it? You want to kiss the person you're with, and you turn it off for some romantic semblance of...
Then you turn it back on, and they'll bring you some more meat.
I got to go to this place. Anything like that.
It's so good. It's
usually
so good.
When somebody turns the lights off around me, there's trouble coming.
Okay, so I got a note that an artist, Don Kennel, is having an open reception with live band The Willies at his studio tomorrow from 5 to 8 in the afternoon. It's at 1507 4th Street near Quapaw. And apparently he's made a 30-foot-long roadrunner with different types of steel and cool stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I should have read this before. Anyway, yes, a very, very large roadrunner and a very, very large dog that is very cute, and it's so big that you can sit under it.
A live dog?
No, it's made of art.
Oh.
I mean steel.
Steal what?
Art.
Why would you steal art? You want to be a nice person.
Don't steal a dog.
No, of course not. That'd be dog napping. Okay, so the Southwest Irish Theater Festival. Theater Work is presenting. Tonight is a wonderful play by Brian Friel called Molly Sweeney, 7 o'clock, James A. Little Theater. Good cast. Very inexpensive to pay at the door. They're at the School for the Deaf, 1060 Sarios Road. Tomorrow, as part of the Southwest Irish Theater Festival, they're presenting A White Notebook by Leslie Harrell Dillon, an excellent writer.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Kathleen Ni Houlihan by W.B. Yeats. You know much about Yeats?
Not as much as you do.
Oh, that's great. You threw that one right back in my corner. He was a poet in the old days. He was Irish, and I believe he's dead. And the WB stands for Warner Brothers. And when they did it into a movie, James Cagney was him. It was a lot more fun. He sang Yankee Doodle Dandy. But never mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are not hallucinating.
Why would they be hallucinating? That involves visuals. They can't see me.
No, you can hallucinate sound.
You can?
Yeah.
And what do you call that?
I've done it when I was really tired.
Like you hear, like...
You hear things that aren't there. Yeah. It's not pleasant. But if you pull too many all-nighters in college, things happen.
Oh, so you haven't had this happen since... Because you got out of college like 4 years ago.
And then some. Jules Works Follies, Santa Fe's monthly variety show, is hitting their 24th edition. And there are members of the Jules Works Follies troupe doing improv, Monty Python sketches, Hitchhiker's Guide. And the theme this month is Women's Month. So they've got a scene from Portlandia, a Lily Tomlin rare old sketch, poetry, music from Greg Turner, Joe West, Joy Flair, and much more. It's Monday the 31st of March at 7 in the evening at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. And for more information, JeanCocteauCinema.com.
Do you remember that TV show called My Mother the Car?
No.
The guy's mom came back to life as a car. She came reincarnated. When you started talking about that women's show, I just thought of that. Isn't that weird?
That is so weird.
What do you make of that?
We don't have a dog of the week this week.
No attention there. Okay, do we have a cat of the week? Yes, we already talked
about
it.
We already talked about
it.
And you purred, remember?
I purred. Okay, let's talk about the Lions. I ain't talking about the Lions and Tigers.
Oh, that play. Lions, like the last name, L-Y-O-N-S.
Keep going.
Well, I have read it. I have not yet seen it, but I'm definitely planning on going. And I don't always go to theater in Santa Fe, but this play is so good and so funny and so well written, and the actors in it are terrific. The Fireball, Elena Zachary and Vince Cadlubeck and Janet Davidson directing, and Paul Walski. It's looks like a really worth seeing theater production.
Santa Fe Playhouse opens tonight, 142 East of Vargas Street, 7:30 shows, 988-4262. Check out santafeplayhouse.org, and I believe it runs for 3 weeks. They generally do.
Yeah, I think the last night is April 13th, the last day. This is Sunday. Today at Opposite Books, hip mama Ariel Gore will read from her new memoir, The End of Eve. It's at 5 o'clock, and... Oh, no, that's at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, Craig Varjabedian will be there with his stunning collection of photographs of New Mexico titled Landscape Dreams, A New Mexico Portrait.
That's
and
right.
And he's a terrific photographer. Lots of good stuff going on over at Opposite Books.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
What do you know about all the news that's fit to print?
The New York Times?
Well, that's Sunday at 2 o'clock at CCA, 1050 Old Bakers Trail. They're going to have a closing day discussion of all the artists in the exhibit, All the News Fit to Print.
Oh, no, I don't know about it.
All right, and that's at CCA on 1050 El Pecos Trail, 982-1338.
I better go because I missed that one.
And it's closing on Sunday.
All right.
Also, 4 p.m. Sunday at Collected Works, Martha Rhodes and David Muschlechner, I do not know if I'm mispronouncing that, please forgive me, are going to read from their collections. That's Collected Works on Galisteo Street. Great bookstore, 4 o'clock. They have a nice little stage in the corner, and people show up there and read. I think that's pretty cool. Say, what time is it?
It is 8:48.
What's the weather forecast?
Sunny.
Every once in a while, you got to let your readers, your listeners know what time it is and how the weather is. People are in the car. They want this stuff. We've had this discussion many years. It gets me nowhere.
If they're in the car, they can look out and see whether it's sunny or not. And if they want to know the temperature, they can open the window and put their hand out for a moment.
What if they want to? What if they're driving? They can't look at their cell phone. They want to know the time.
They have a clock in the car. All clocks have dashboard. All cars have dashboard clocks. But there is a movie called Particle Fever that is opening tonight at the CCA here in Santa Fe, and it's a film about the Large Hadron Collider. And if you ever thought that it would, if you doubted that it was impossible, that it was possible to make a movie about particle physics that was cool and interesting, ladies and gentlemen, here's your chance to see it.
There's a review of it in today's Pasatiempo. There's also a review by John Richards of the new documentary about Elaine Stritch, Broadway Baby. I think that is playing at the Screen, and that Jonathan's review is on page 38 of the Pasatiempo, your weekly arts and entertainment magazine from the Santa Fe, New Mexican.
I got a note from Body Hoops Fitness Studio, who is having an open house with complimentary fitness classes, including Zumba, belly dance, hula hooping, and more.
Why did you look at me with a smile when you said hula hooping?
Because I know you like hula hooping.
How'd you know that?
It was just intuitive.
Ah, see?
And that's tomorrow from 10:30 to 2 at 1583 Pacheco Street. For more information, bodyhoops.com.
Wednesday in Backyard Astronomy, the Santa Fe Community College Planetarium is going to give you a live presentation followed by an outdoor viewing. Outdoor viewing is always more helpful than indoor when it comes to astronomy.
You think?
Well, unless you're in a planetarium. It's all heavenly bodies. 8 o'clock Thursday at the college out on Richards Avenue. You got to pay a small amount at the door. Discounts available. Ready for phone number 428-1744. So Thursday night the 3rd, if you want to go outside and look at the sky, the Santa Fe Community College Planetarium personnel will help you.
There is at Gig Santa Fe event this weekend. Tomorrow, Scott and Johanna Hongel Darcy are presenting something called The Wandering Ballad, Medieval and Traditional Ballads from Finland, Sweden, the UK, France, and the U.S. Johanna on vocals and Scott on guitar.
That's pretty cool. Down in Albuquerque, this is amazing to me. The Albuquerque Museum of Art and History on Mountain Road Northwest, they've got an exhibit called Everybody's Neighbor, Vivian Vance. Remember her?
No.
Vivian Vance lived next door to Lucille Ball for all those years. They were best friends.
Oh, Ethel.
Yeah, she came over next door. It was like a documentary
series. Fred and Ethel. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And
it was a reality show.
Right, those people existed, even if we think they didn't. Anyway, they're going to show family memorabilia from her and the photo archives. She grew up in Albuquerque. People forget that. I'm pretty sure there was one episode of that, I Love Lucy, where they went back to Albuquerque to do a talent show where she was a big star, and she and Lucy got in a big fight. I can't remember if that's the one where they ripped each other's dresses off because they were the same color. But never mind that. The show, I got distracted. Why did you do that to me? The show opens Saturday, March 29th.
You have to laugh.
Because it's funny, because suddenly I suddenly remember the I Love Lucy shows. But never mind that. The show runs through January. We should run down there to Albuquerque and see it. Opens tomorrow.
The Art of Systems Biology and Nanoscience opens today at 4:30. And let's see. No, actually, that's a private reception. It opens tomorrow to the public. And it is open from 10 in the morning till 7:30 in the evening. There's all kinds of gallery talks and good stuff. Where is it? It's at 333 Montezuma Avenue in Santa Fe. It's called 333 Montezuma Arts. And they do this every year, and it's really an interesting event. It's definitely worth seeing because it's basically taking the world that is too small to see with the naked eye and blowing it up and making great photography and art out of it.
Hmm. If you're a Civil War historian, this is the weekend for the Civil War Battle of Glorieta Pass, 152nd anniversary. There's going to be live fire and cannon demonstrations, talkers, an encampment. People love this stuff. You can head on out there. I believe there's reservation-only van tours from at 9 o'clock and 11:30 and 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. I think otherwise you're allowed to just go out there. It's Saturday and Sunday, Pecos National Historical Park. That's off I-25. Their exit is 307. I would estimate that's 30 to 40 minutes away. Very small entrance fee. Van tours are small. Here's a phone number, 757-7241. One more time, this is a weekend of the Glorieta Civil War Battle reenactment out at the Pecos National Historical Park.
That sounds very cool. Tomorrow, from 8 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, the New Mexico Coalition for Literacy is having a flea market fundraiser with live music at Richards Office Park. That's at 3209 Mercantile Court, Suite B in Santa Fe. For more information, you can go to newmexicoliteracy.org. And nothing like a good flea.
I'm always fleeing. People are usually chasing me.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
There's a flamenco fiesta. Dancer Juan CD and others are joining together for this tonight, 6 o'clock. Teatro Paraguas Studio on Calle Marie, 424-1601. And, I hope this is okay to say on the air, Circus Erratique Burlesque Company is doing a show tonight.
Cool.
You're not in that, are you?
Not that I know of.
It's at 9.
Not that you know of.
I guess I'll have to show up and see. It's at 9 o'clock at the Lodge at Santa Fe. It's called the Birds and the Bees Burlesque Show. Check out Zerbo, ZEBurlesque.com for more info. It's Zirkus with a Z. What's that mean?
It means circus.
What do you mean, circus? As said by who? Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, you want a few art openings tonight? Adobe Gallery, Canyon Road. Contemporary and Traditional Navajo Paintings, 5 to 7. Catenary Art Gallery, 616 and a half Canyon Road, has a grand opening at 5 o'clock. Chiaroscuro Contemporary Art in Canyon Road has Spring Thaw, that's a group show. Evoke Contemporary of on Guadalupe Street has new location grand opening. Works by Victor Wang, Steve Houston, and Nicholas Herrera, 5 o'clock. Most of the Friday night receptions are 5 o'clock. And Llewellyn Galleries on Paseo de Peralta has glass artist Lucy Lyons, Sandy Hook Elementary School Memorial. I think we have a story in the regular paper about this today.
Okay.
Reception 5 to 7. And a few others. Zane Bennett has a new opening. There's a story in Pasa. Fine Art Framers on Alameda has an opening as well. So look in the Pasa Tiempo for art openings.
I got a nice email from Israel Aros, who is a wonderful poet and artist here in Santa Fe, and he's looking for teen poems for a book he's publishing. The main topic will be youth creating change, whether it be personal change, global change, any kind of change. And he will be, but it's really opened up to all kind of poetry and art expressing the diversity of teen experience in Santa Fe, especially on the South Side, but not limited to the South Side. Poems can be in English, Spanish, or Spanglish. And you can email anything that you would like to this project. You email to waterhummingbirdhouse@gmail.com.
That sounds great. That sounds like a great project. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
The Santa Fe Men's Camaradas singing on Sunday.
Yay!
Journeys, Music of American Scotland. That's at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center Chapel on Mount Carmel Road. You got to pay to get in, but students under 18, no charge. And since we're talking outdoor stuff, this is bird watching time up at Randall Davy.
Oh, that's nice.
Drive up to the top of Upper Canyon Road, dead ends right into the Randall Davy Audubon Center, no charge. Every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, local enthusiasts take you on bird watching walks.
Excellent. Yeah, there's no dogs up there. You can't bring your dogs up there. No, they'd scare away the birds.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think there's any animals up there at all except birds.
Saturday, did you already announce Voices of the Wind?
No, I didn't.
Saturday, tomorrow at 7:30, Voices of the Wind, Romelia with Paul Brown at the San Miguel Chapel, Sephardic Music of Turkey and Greece. There is a suggested donation. And you can, for more information, call 505-577-2676. And it's wheelchair accessible. And let's see. Yeah, San Miguel Chapel at 401 Santa Fe Trail.
I like my turkey without any grease. A little food humor there. Oh. I'm Hungary. Anyway, so what else?
I'm in pain.
Okay, Santa Fe Public Library, main branch. Ladies and gentlemen, I won't be invited back on the show for 8 months. Kerry Kodal's photographic study of Turkey. I'm not making this up. Artist slide presentation, 5:30 Thursday. Sit down at the main branch of the public library in Washington. If Turkey does interest you, head on down there. Hey, what's that music?
Hey, that music means it's time to go. Don't forget to go to David Geist tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow, Julie Trujillo will be there at Geist Cabaret on the second floor of Pranzo. Always good times up there with David Geist. He's also going to be at Vanessi on Monday the 31st. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's a staff writer there, writes about education, writes about the arts, and it's just great to have you back on the show.
It's good to be back. I hope I can pop up again sometime. Go see Panic in the Streets at the CCA. It's the cover story of PASA.
Oh, yeah.
And as always, Miss Mary Charlotte, I love you, and I will miss you, and thank you.
Yeah, Panic in the Streets on Monday. We did a show about that. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc, and my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz, Robert Knott. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks. Can you please untie me now?
Those wet noodles are, you can break through them all by yourself. I think we're mixing metaphors here.
Yeah, let's go mix some cocktails.
Have a wonderful day. Hasta la vista, everybody.
Adios.
Ciao.